And that's early business time. We give you the first look at the day's business news and how the markets are performing. First up, the new chair of Sky TV stressing the need for the company to focus on its customers to resurrect its fortunes. Philip Bowman's replaced the former long-standing chair Peter Mayhort in September. He says he agreed to join Sky because it's at interesting crossroads. He likens it to the technology company IBM some decades ago when it was once the dominant computer maker before Microsoft and Apple came along. He accepts that Sky TV's share price is low, but he's optimistic it can be turned around.
The share price is low. Having said that, I think we have something to prove. I think the market recognizes that there are headwinds, that we have been slow to react to those headwinds.
And we'll hear more from Philip Bowman on Sky's future fortunes, as he'd like to see them at around 10 to 7. Interest rate cuts from the Reserve Bank and any potential boost in government spending ahead of election year are expected to do little to lift the economy. That's the view of economics consultancy Infometrics. Its latest forecast suggests annual economic growth will continue to track lower and will settle between 2 and 2.5% over the next couple of years, weighed down by global and domestic uncertainty. Infometrics chief forecaster Gareth Kiernan says the RBNZ may look to ease the loan-to-value restrictions next month, which may help the housing market, but he warns it's not without its risks.
Some of the more recent housing data has just shown a little bit more strength, not greatly, but you know, sales and price trends have improved a little bit over the last 2 or 3 months. And so the just small signs of response to maybe previous LVR cuts and indeed the mortgage rate declines that we've seen through the course of this year, the Reserve Bank will be a little bit wary about putting too much more fuel on that fire.
And a bit more from Infometrics' Gareth Kiernan in around half an hour. On the financial markets, Wall Street is marginally higher. Prospects of a Brexit deal and some solid earnings reports just underpinning the positive view. Dow Jones Industrial Average currently up around 25 points, just a fraction of a percent. The other main indices are about a quarter of a percent higher. Our own top 50 index fell 37 points yesterday. It's about a third of a percent. It starts the morning at 11,142. And on the currency front, the New Zealand dollar, it's a bit firmer this morning. 63.5 US cents and just touching 93 Australian. And I'll give you all the business news and market numbers at around 10 to 7. It's coming up to 24 past 6.
Quick look at what's happening overseas. Turkey's military operation in Syria. The US Vice President Mike Pence and Turkish leader Recep Tayyip Erdogan discussing Ankara's military operation in northern Syria. That's leading on Al Jazeera at the moment. Quick look across to the Sydney Morning Herald. An Australian man shot dead in Texas during a home invasion. Brenton Estorf grew up on the Sunshine Coast, travelled to the US to pursue his dream of playing in the National Football League. Also, a piece on science saying the end of the world as we know it. Are we on the brink of a mass extinction? And also, research saying that your jet lag is worse than it should be. People suffering jet lag avoid methods proven to help the condition and instead make things worse by drinking.
And on the New York Times, they have a story there. President Trump will host the next G7 summit at his Doral resort. And it says that his decision to do that is sure to alarm ethics watchdogs and critics of the administration. Also, the US ambassador to the EU testifies that President Trump declared Ukraine policy to Giuliani. Gordon Sondland told apparently investigators that he disagreed as President Trump involved Rudy Giuliani, his personal lawyer, in diplomacy with Kiev.